The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who denied that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother." Now, there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And likewise, all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, but they are like angels. And they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and he is not God of the dead, but of the living. And to him all are alive.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Even among the apostles, they didn't all have the faith in the resurrection. You know which one who doubts? You remember the name? One of the apostles. It's Thomas. Because when Jesus was resurrected, he appeared to the apostles. And that day, Thomas wasn't there. And when he came home, they told him, "We saw Jesus. He is risen." And what Thomas said? "No way. I won't believe unless I touch the hole in his hand and touch his side. No way, I won't believe." And then the next time Jesus came again, Thomas was there. Jesus said, "Thomas, come, touch." I'm not sure whether Thomas did come in touch, but what we know is he knew down and said, "Lord, my God." And then Jesus said, "You saw me and you believe. And blessed are those who didn't see and believe." As a priest, surely I should have this kind of faith trust, believe in the resurrection. But isn't it all the time? You know, we priests, many times we went to hospital, people died, and we went to the funeral parlor, and we have to talk about the new life, resurrection. But sometimes I myself is asking, have I truly believed? Because we don't have this experience of the next life, which is taught by Jesus. But sometimes we, like Thomas, we didn't see. Sometimes I cannot say that I don't believe. But in my inner life, inner self, it's a kind of, not doubt, but not so sure. No, Jesus gave me one proof of it. As you know, as I think I shared sometimes before, I was working in Canada for 6 years. And over there, I met a woman who got the stigmata. It means the 5 wounds of Jesus. She got a special grace from the Lord. Every Passion Day, on the day of Passion, she got all the wounds with blood coming out. And I got the chance to visit her. Usually, the wounds, their blood comes out at the hour of 12, noon time, and stopped at 3 o'clock, exactly the time of the Passion of the Lord. After 3 o'clock, we have to say goodbye to her. Her name is Lillian Barnes. She's a young woman, a nurse, an American. But she studied in Canada and worked as a nurse since she's a Jew. She wasn't baptized before. But then, at the opportunity, she got baptized in the Catholic faith and worked in Canada. And that's a time he got a special grace. They got the stigmata in her hand, in the body. So that day, when I was saying goodbye, I shake hands with her. If all the sign of the wounds is there, I really have kind of feeling like Thomas. Now, when I shake hands with her, I saw the stigmata. That's what Jesus was asking Thomas, come and touch. And Jesus knew that my faith is really weak. Just come and touch. Faith is something intangible. But Jesus himself is tangible. Through people, he shared his sign of his love in a special way. This woman was chosen to share the sign of his wounds. The same way as new life, resurrection. I think Jesus mainly didn't preach much on the future of life. He preached on new life. Life in him, with him, for him. There's a meaning of the Eucharist. You take it. This is my body. You take it. It's my body. When we take his body, we share his life, divine life. And that's how we share the new life. We're not yet living in the resurrection period, but living in his life. But Jesus didn't say much about the future. He didn't explain too much about how we live like in the next life. What he says, God is God of all the living, not the dead. So before the Lord, each one of us is living. When he say living, means a loving person. If you're not a loving person, you're not living, in the strict sense of the word. Life means love, means sharing. So the time we live this sharing, this love with one another, we live in the true life of Jesus. Especially when we love unconditionally. Especially when we are being the first one to love, to share our love for one another. We share this true life. And this is already, if you are living this way, you live in peace. You live in joy, in light. He says, I'm the resurrection, I'm the light, I'm the way. So all the time, when you live like him, Jesus, we live in his resurrection. New life. So, today, if you live completely for the glory of God, you live only for him, we live in a new life. No matter you will think what will be the future is not so important. It's more important this moment you live in his peace, his life. And that's the newness of his teaching. So faith is not something believing. Faith is something living right now, not tomorrow. We already so many things about tomorrow. That's not the will of the Father. The will of the Father is that each one of us now, here, we share his light, his joy. So if, in your past life, you didn't do much to forgive, you didn't do much to serve, you didn't much to love one another, start now. That's important. That's what the teaching of Jesus, that you always start from the beginning. New life. This is a true resurrection. Not something we teach, what the Sadducee is asking, what about the seven men when he died, and then this woman be the wife of seven women, what about in heaven, what they will live? Jesus, sorry, this is not a way. This is a human way of thinking. And Jesus gives us a new life, new vision of life. So though my faith is very poor, but through this woman, when I touch his hand, Jesus gave me a sign. Believe. I'm here through this stigmata. So each one of us is very poor. Our faith is very poor. But still, we can love. Only in love, starting to love, you will have the grace to understand, to know something better. Otherwise, even you study theology all your life, even you got a doctorate, it doesn't help you. Jesus expects you, moment by moment, in His love, share His love. So today, when you receive the Holy Sacrament, I mean the Blessed Sacrament, in a special way, offer yourself, share your life with Him, so that today, what St. Paul says, is not that you live, but Jesus lives in you. And this is a real new life. And this is real, our present resurrection. Because we live no more for ourselves, but in Him, for Him. I believe in God.